This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Dukes and Bell live at Flowery Branch, guys, inside the Ticketmaster Studios, getting ready to sit down with us. We talk about my quarterback, Michael Penix Jr. And, Mike, man, it's good to see you.
Good to see y'all.
Man, look, I know you're ready. Like my heartbeat is all – I'm not even going to play on Sunday. I'm just going to be in the game, like, cheering. Mm-hmm. My heartbeat is going 1,000 miles per hour. How do you feel, man, first and foremost? Appreciate the time today as we get ready for the Bucks on Sunday, season opener. That's question one, man. How do you feel? All the camp stuff's behind us.
Yeah.
All the squabs. I said it. All the squabs behind us. All that stuff. How do you feel right now?
Man, excited. You know, obviously excited, you know, for the opportunity. You know, I'm blessed for the opportunity as well, you know, to be able to, you know, be here, be going into my second year, you know, as a starter. You know, it's definitely a dream come true, and obviously an opportunity that I want to take advantage of. So.
How much did you get out of camp? Because we talked about with our listeners, man, we want to see you. Everyone wants to see you out there. But obviously, Coach has you doing more 11-on-11s. We saw the Tennessee scrimmage. You felt you got everything you needed from this camp.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely, I feel like the biggest thing for me, you know, is definitely was from last year was just the reps with the guys, the reps with the ones. You know, as far as, you know, the only difference about me not playing in a preseason game is the physical aspect of it. Right. You know, I won't take any hits, but, I mean, I've been playing football since I was five. I've taken a lot of hits in my days, and, you know, that's part of the game. You know, that's what come with it. You know, but for me, it's as long as I'm out there being sharp, you know, being smart with the ball and, you know, being fast with my reads, you know, I feel like I'm in a good spot.
Michael Penix joining us here on Dukes and Bell, guys, as we get ready for the Bucks on Sunday. It's week one in the NFL at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Can you expound on these Matt Ryan chats, man? I mean, right. You said he helped you in different ways, I guess. And we're talking about preparation, taking care of your body, the off season. What exactly are we talking about?
Yeah, all of the above, you know, just showing me how to be a pro. You know, obviously, last year was my first season, you know, just trying to figure things out. You know, obviously, last year was a long year as well. You know, as a rookie, you know, you go from, you know, me, I played in the national championship game to, you know, you got all this pre-draft stuff, you know, so it was definitely a long year. But, you know, he kind of helped me, you know, just shape, you know, my off-season schedule. That was the biggest thing, the off-season schedule and how to go about that and, you know, our game week schedule as well, you know, how I'm going to prepare and, you know, how can I be the best version of myself come game day. So.
And the toughness of Michael Penix Jr., we talked about it with Coach Raheem Morris. We spent, like, weeks talking about you and that scrum against the Titans. And, Carl, he's swinging on cuz. Yeah, man. But I know that, you know, for you it's no big deal, but it was just something you don't normally see. And, it's, you know, we talked to Caden Ellis. We talked to the defensive guys. That's my quarterback. Yeah. I mean, was it not like it was intentional, but it just you had no second thoughts, but you're just right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
What second thought? Would you not do that again?
I wouldn't. So for me, I never try to start anything, you know.
Right.
My pops, he always taught me don't start it but finish it, you know. But you know, for me, it was we made a big time play. They were making plays throughout practice, and they were, you know, saying what they had to say. So whenever we made a play, I said what I had to say, and they didn't like it, you know. But
What'd you say? Get your ass back in the huddle. What did you say to these dudes, man?
I don't remember, to be honest. I really don't ever really get to that point.
Sure,
you know, when
sure.
When I'm talking,
it's just
you know, it just happened. I don't know.
Michael, we'll say this because we rant and raved about it for a few days. One, because it was fun. I mean, obviously, and nobody got hurt. Real talk.
Right.
Secondly, though, to Mike's point, you are a quarterback. We're going, Mike, what is Michael doing out there? Like, we were freaking out because we're like, don't touch him. And that was like our fear, but you didn't think twice about it. You were like, whatever you want to do, let's do it.
Yeah.
And then your teammates, I mean, to Mike's point again, defensive guys were on the other field. And the funny thing is James Pierce was starting a lot of stuff in camp. He was like, I wasn't even over there.
Yeah.
You know, so that was what's crazy about that whole ordeal. But it showed, I think, our fan base sort of what you're made of in another way, right?
Right.
We know we can play football, but that's a whole nother element. Does our team have that? Do we have that it factor?
Yeah, we do. We do all across the board. You know, it shows each and every day. You know, obviously, it don't always show in fights, you know.
Right, right.
But just the way we compete, you know, guys battling, guys talking, you know, trash back and forth to each other, you know, bringing the best out of each other each and every day. So our team got it. You'll see.
It's my quarterback, your quarterback, Michael Penix Jr., guys, number 9 inside the Ticketmaster Studios here at the Branch. Every day at practice, we saw it's like 9 to 5. You and Drake London. I mean, just like boom, boom, boom. Seamless. Can you get things picked up with – I know Darnell's a little bit behind the curve with the injuries, but you also made an effort to get Pitts involved. Mm-hmm. What's Pitts and you going to look like this year?
Yeah, man, great. You know, he definitely had a big-time camp this year. And he's been working extremely hard, you know, and I feel like for him, he's a guy that loves to learn. You know, anytime we get a rep, maybe we don't connect on a rep, you know, he's asking how can he do the rep better. Sometimes just like, I made a bad throw. Like, don't worry about it. You do what you did, you know. But, you know, just our relationship off the field as well is definitely going to help us on the field as far as, you know, the things that we can do.
What about Darnell, man? I mean, I feel like he brings a different element to our team when healthy.
Right.
And, you know, Coach said he's day-to-day. We just talked to Ra about it. We hope he's available for Sunday. But from your perspective, playing quarterback, what do you see when he's out there and what he brings?
Yeah, definitely separation. You know, I feel like he's a guy that knows how to get open. And he understands the game of football. He knows when he's front side read, back side read, you know, when he needs to get open and stuff like that, you know. So he brings a lot, you know, not just physical aspects, but the mental part of the game as well. So he's definitely somebody on this offense that is definitely a key factor. So.
And Casey Washington, we saw him,
yeah,
you know, he made the camp an effort. I mean, obviously, you and him had nice connections too.
Yeah, he's been great. Yeah, he's been consistent. That's one thing about Casey. You know what you're going to get out of him. Every day you're going to get a big smile and a guy that's going to run all day. And, you know, and he competes at a high level, and he definitely has really good hands as well. So he's definitely going to make big-time plays for us.
Michael, I know you've been asked this. Michael Penix joining us here on the show, guys, as we get ready for Tampa on Sunday, about Elijah Wilkinson. It's like you're probably tired of talking about it. I don't know. Everybody's wondering the trust factor, the concern there. Obviously, Caleb McGarry is a really good player that we lost, but we now know he's out for the season.
Mm-hmm.
Your concerns there? Any? How do you feel about where the O-line is and going into week one?
Yeah, I don't have any concerns about it. You know, like you said, you know, losing Caleb, that was tough, you know, for the whole team. But at the same time, you know, Elijah, he's been doing a great job. You know, he's been consistent all throughout camp. And even going back into last year, you know, he's been consistent. He knows the offense, and, you know, he's a good player. So we're definitely ready to see what he can do. And we know what he can do. We know what he will do. And we can't wait to see it. So for the people that's concerned about it, don't be. You know, we'll
right
be good.
Before we cut you loose, last year you get to start the last three games of the season. I said that the test in Washington, that, you know, that big atmosphere on Sunday Night Football. How much more is Zach Robinson throwing at you now, or how much more has the game plan evolved in this summer?
I really don't know how to answer that. The playbook has always been open. You know, mm-hmm. the same stuff that Kirk was doing last year. He has up for me. You know, but I guess we'll see.
Okay.
I guess we'll see.
No new wrinkles?
I mean, it's always new wrinkles.
Okay.
You know, that's across the board. Everybody, you know, you're always trying to find ways to get better each and every day. So it'll be new wrinkles. But, you know, I feel like our identity is what it is. So.
What about your thoughts on the Bucks. Look, I'm not asking you to give the game plan, but you're watching these guys. You've watched probably tons of film leading into to this week. What are your concerns, if any, about facing this Bucks defense?
They're a good team. You know, they got a good coach as well. You know, coaching that defensive side of the ball up, and they got really good players on that side of the ball. So it's definitely going to be a challenge for us. But we're excited and we're ready for it, and we're going to go out there and do what we have to do come game day. So I mean, it's NFL football. Each and every week is going to be tough. So we just got to go out there and do our job.
Michael Penix, you are the perfect guy to ask. I have to ask this because over the weekend he's catching a lot of heat. You played for Kalen DeBoer. Mm-hmm. Alabama loses to Florida State. I have to ask.
Well, he got more eligibility?
No. He doesn't anymore. But I got to ask, just these tough times, man, and you played for him and you know him really well. Alabama fans are reeling right now about, you know, oh, my God, we lost to an unranked team, blah, blah, blah. Can you talk about the makeup of Kalen DeBoer and, like, how he will respond in these kind of situations?
Yeah, he's an even-keeled guy and got tough skin, you know. So I know this is not going to rattle him or that coaching staff in any way, shape, or form. You know, obviously that's something, a win that they wanted to have. You know, they want to win all of them, just like everybody. But at the end of the day, you know, things don't always go your way. And Florida.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They were the better team that week, but they still got a chance to win out. You know, it's still another week. You know, so I know Coach is he's not over there. You know, soaking in his feelings about that loss. You know, I know he's ready to coach those boys up to be ready this week.
So. Yeah, and you lived that with him. I mean, you like I said, you guys had great wins and certainly some tough losses along the way. Hey, man, we wish you nothing but the best,
yes, sir.
Brother. Let's make this happen. Let's go get him.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.